Hello, hello. This is Shannon Simone Hayes, your Money Up Coach, with you once again with our fourth installment of the Small Business Survival Guide and how to save money and thrive during financial times. So today we're going to talk about some actionable steps which are going to help to put you in place in order to get your business back on track. If you're having issues with the finances, or if you just really want to take a look, an overall look at your business and revamp some things. I'm kind of in the midst of doing that right now with my financial coaching business. So this is helping me as well. So what we want to do is actually conduct a SWOT analysis. SWOT, S-W-O-T. And if you want to succeed as a small business owner, you must be willing to honestly evaluate how things are going. You just can't ignore the problems. You can't just hope that things are going to get better. You really have to take a long and hard look at your business and then make changes on what you see. So the SWOT analysis, SWOT standing for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. This helps to provide you with a framework for analyzing your business. It'll help you identify what is and isn't working, and then spot potential growth opportunities and prepare for external threats. So let's just take a quick look at each aspect, starting with strengths, the S in SWOT. So these are the things that have control over and are working well in your business. You have control over these things. For example, you may have an effective sales team. Maybe you have proprietary technology or a proven marketing strategy. Definitely want to have powerful systems and processes and a strong customer base. If you focus on these and try to develop these areas further, that will just help to improve the strengths in your analysis and your business. The next one is weaknesses, the W in SWOT. And so these are the things that aren't working well in your business. For example, you may have an ineffective marketing strategy, high production costs, or a low profit margin. You may have poor customer retention or an ineffective internal process. So the goal here is to change or eliminate these things so that they don't continue to damage your business. That's your weaknesses. The next one is going to be opportunities. That's the O in SWOT. And the opportunities are external factors that have the potential to benefit your business. This can be new technology, less competition, fewer taxes, we like that one, new markets, and an improved economic environment. So the more that you can capitalize on these opportunities, then the more success you'll have. Then lastly, we have threats. That's going to be the T in SWOT. And the threats are the external factors that could possibly hurt your business. And so an example of these could be increased competition. You could be having to change customer preferences, or your customers changing their preferences, worsening economic conditions or recession, new regulations within your industry, or significant technology changes. And so what you'll want to do is either avoid these things or more likely adapt to them. And so when you're doing the analysis, once you've completed that, you want to just ask yourself the question, can any of your strengths help with improving your weaknesses or combating threats? And then based on your analysis, what are your immediate and long-term goals or next steps? And so performing a SWOT analysis is definitely going to be a little bit of work, but it's necessary. It's essential to be honest about the current state of things and acknowledge areas where you're struggling. This clear-headed analysis will help you to overcome your weaknesses, capitalize on those strengths, take advantage of any unique opportunities that may come your way. One of those, again, is the PPP. And then also to minimize or even eliminate any threats that may come your way as well that could affect your business. So that's the SWOT analysis. If you're not familiar with it, you probably don't have any idea of what that may look like. If you are interested in getting a sample or a template, I can provide that to you. Just send an email request to me at info@shannonshayes.com and put SWOT analysis in the subject line. Again, that's SWOT. And so, again, we are on the fourth session of the Small Business Survival Guide, and there's a lot more still to come, but I think this is a very important one that we need to make sure that we take the time to do. And so if you need that additional assistance, like I said, go ahead and send me an email. Not a problem. And this was a quickie. So I just want to thank you all again for showing up and hanging out with me. And as always, when our mindset is right, our money follows. You can always find me at shannonshayes.com. On Instagram, you can find me at moneyupcoach, as well as Facebook. I appreciate spending time with you, and we'll catch you on the flip side.